Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2544. I Shouldn't Want to Be Like So Much by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. I Shouldn't Want to Be Like So Much by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. I went to a dinner the other night where I was the featured guest, and by the end of the evening, almost everyone there hated me. It feels bad to be so obviously hated, and I always want to be liked. I probably want that too much. The reason why I was a featured guest is because they wanted to talk about the subject of whether or not kids should go to college. I had to start off with my 10 minutes on the topic, and then the discussion would begin. There were two people there from the New York Post. One person who called himself an economist who used to work at Fox Business. One interesting woman was starting an online dating service that matches people based on their sense of humor. One woman worked at 60 Minutes. There were some teachers there. There was one person there who fights terrorists for a living. Several people were ex-Washington, D.C. political people. A few lawyers. I felt like I was going to be accepted. But they hated me. I gave my 10-minute spiel on it. My main point, student loan debt is higher than credit card debt for the first time ever. Kids can't be entrepreneurs or artists anymore. They have to be janitors until that debt is paid off. I also stated that a smart, aggressive kid with a 5-year head start, that is, they don't go to college, will figure out all he or she needs in terms of networking, socializing, critical thinking, etc., and not have the extra $200,000 of debt and 5-year lag that their college-educated peers have. To me, this is all obvious. Why go to prison when you can be free? Probably 16 of the 20 people there completely hated me by the end of my 10 minutes. You ever get that visceral feeling when everyone in a room is sending waves of revulsion in your direction? One guy said, "I went to college those 4 years and now I'm in my dream job and I've learned things about myself that I never would have learned," and I can't remember the rest of what he said. For one thing, how could he know what he would have learned if he didn't go to college? And for another thing, who cares about his personal experience? We're all in New York City and the average age around the table was about 40. We're the masters of the universe. What about the personal experiences right now of the 22-year-olds who graduate, who can't get their dream jobs, and are worried sick about all the debt they collected? Before the end of the night, everyone had given me their personal experience and how great college was for them. One woman said, "What's with this indentured servant thing? Who says kids have to do what they want to do?" Forgetting the fact that it's the kids who don't have to pay down a lifetime of debt that start companies, create jobs, invent things, cure cancer, become artists, etc. No more. Now they have to make pencils at the factory. One person kept saying, "No matter how much debt someone has, an entrepreneur will figure out how to get money to start his business." This has not been my experience in being an entrepreneur. What if he also has 2 kids and a new mortgage? He'll quit his job, raise money, and start a business in this environment? Another person said she would have been a stay-at-home mom with 5 kids if she had never gone to college instead of working her dream job at 60 Minutes. Which actually makes my point. She never had the debt that current kids have. She had choices in life. Kids now or their parents have debt. But it's stupid of me to rehash this. I could have said all this then when I had the chance. I sat there smiling like an idiot. The thing is, these people didn't like me very much. I felt like I had upset the religion of America, so I was an apostate. I left at the end and very few said goodbye to me. They were all talking and joking amongst each other, and Claudia and I slinked out of there. I don't like being disliked. I shouldn't care, but I do. This is what I get for going out at night. I bet if I had brought candy to the event and given some to everyone, then I would have been liked a little better, just like I did every day in eighth grade. But it's my fault. I felt like I didn't make my point well enough. I thought I was going to state my case and everyone would applaud and agree with me. And maybe there would even be a trophy with my name on it. And then we'd all eat dinner and tell stories about how bad college was. Claudia said to me right afterwards, "You can't accept these dinner invitations anymore unless running it by me first." Her point was, I had gotten worked up. It was late for us, so my morning routine would be upset. And nothing had been accomplished. I hadn't saved the world after all. I said, "But why didn't they like me?" When we got back home, I got into bed right away, but couldn't sleep at all. I thought about how my 12-year-old was graduating sixth grade the next day. Little did the people at the dinner know that I don't even think kids should go to the glorified babysitting service that we call first through 12th grade. I'd rather my kids just sit at home and get a better education watching cartoons. Good thing I had kept my mouth shut. You just listened to the post titled, "I Shouldn't Want to Be Liked So Much," by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. This article had me thinking about our need for acceptance from others. While it's important to find like-minded people, we also don't want to insulate ourselves in an echo chamber where our beliefs are never questioned. It's good to be challenged. This is how we learn and grow. I think it's ultimately a positive thing that James went to this gathering that made him uncomfortable, because life is full of shades of gray that can help us refine our black and white beliefs. I'm often confronted with this when people ask me what I do. I run a conference about financial independence and I host a daily podcast about money. Because money is such a taboo topic, this often leads to awkward conversations that feel like rejection, and it can be draining. But ultimately, I think it's good for me. It's made me much more aware of the nuance and complexity around how people think about money. It's made me more compassionate and encouraging. And it's helped me to evolve in my own relationship with money. But I do have the need for acceptance. We all do. That's why it feels so good to also hang out with five friends. I attend local meetups in Cincinnati, as well as travel to gatherings like Camp Fi. Even in these groups, there's an incredible amount of diversity in how people are approaching their path to Fi. And frankly, the only thing we really agree on is to spend less than we earn and invest the difference. And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.